The landscape of green trade in Central Europe is undergoing a massive shift. Today, April 13, 2026, the European Commission reported a record-breaking wave of applications for authorized CBAM declarant status, signaling that heavy industry is finally bracing for the definitive phase of the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, CBAM. As the transitional reporting era fades into the rearview mirror, importers of carbon-intensive goods, specifically steel, aluminum, and fertilizers, are scrambling to secure official authorization. Without it, companies risk being locked out of the primary market for carbon certificates, a move that could effectively halt supply chains overnight. The surge for authorized CBAM declarant status. The authorized CBAM declarant status is no longer a luxury for forward-thinking firms. It is a regulatory prerequisite for survival. Central European hubs, particularly in Poland, Czechia, and Hungary, have seen the highest density of filings as manufacturing giants move to formalize their environmental compliance. Who is applying? Primarily importers in the steel, aluminum, and fertilizer sectors. Why now? The definitive regime requires declarants to not only report emissions but also to surrender CBAM certificates to cover the carbon embedded in their imports. The benefit: authorized status allows for a more streamlined customs process and the legal right to purchase and manage carbon certificates under the new 2026 pricing standards. Pricing logic. The EU ETS tether. One of the biggest anxieties for importers has been the volatility of carbon pricing. The Commission provided some clarity today, confirming that the price of CBAM certificates will remain strictly tied to the quarterly average of EU ETS, Emissions Trading System, allowances. The pricing formula: for the remainder of 2026, the cost of a single CBAM certificate will reflect the average weekly closing price of EU ETS allowances. This ensures that the carbon price paid at the border is equivalent to the carbon price paid by domestic EU manufacturers, maintaining a level, albeit expensive, playing field. Regional impact. Why Central Europe? Central Europe remains the industrial heart of the EU, acting as a bridge for raw material imports from outside the bloc. The surge in authorized CBAM declarant applications here suggests that regional players are taking a defense-first approach to the new green tariffs. By securing authorization early, these firms avoid potential bottlenecks at border crossings where non-authorized goods may face significant delays or rejection.